The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a tiny little gospel for you today, and it's so tiny that I'm going to speak to you about the first reading instead, okay? Because we've been hearing from the book of Sirach all week, and we'll be hearing from Sirach next week as well, up until Ash Wednesday at least. Otherwise, we would have heard it all week long. Sirach, also known as Ecclesiasticus, is probably the newest book in the Old Testament, written about the year 200 BC, which makes it more recent than the oldest Old Testament writings by a factor of about 1,000 years, okay? And Sirach is all about wisdom. That's what it's all about. Can I give you a little interpretive help to help you read the book of Sirach? Every time you see the word wisdom, put in the word Christ. Now, there's a little kind of a disconnect there because wisdom is referred to in the feminine in Sirach, but if you can ignore that, all right? Every time you see the word Sirach, every time you see the word wisdom, put in the word Christ, and it'll transform your reading of the entire book. So Sirach is all about wisdom, specifically God's activity in ordinary things. Learning to see what God is all about in ordinary things. Now understand, wisdom is not the same thing as knowledge. Anybody can have knowledge. All you need to do is access Wikipedia, right? Anybody can have knowledge, but only somebody with wisdom knows what to do with it. We have a bumper crop of knowledge in our world, no shortage of knowledge, but we have a famine of wisdom. And why is that? Because wisdom is learned from the hand of God. That is why there's a famine of wisdom. And the first reading today uses an image that we can all relate to. Wisdom is referred to as a mother. And like any good mother, she's far more concerned with teaching her children important life lessons than she is about being liked. She's far more concerned with raising her children well than she is with being their friend. And that's why you hear these lines here in the first reading. She tries him with discipline, with fear and dread. She brings upon all of those she loves, just like a good mother. Now, wisdom is a lesson that's learned in the school of hard knocks. Ask anybody who has wisdom where they learned what they got, and invariably they will tell you a tale of woe, right? Wisdom is always learned at the school of hard knocks, but like any school of hardship, not just from the hardship, but from how well it was received. As I said before, suffering either makes you bitter or it makes you better. It depends on how you receive it. It depends on how you receive it. Like any good school, just because a lesson's taught does not mean a lesson is learned. And how do we learn that lesson? By never forgetting the one who teaches us. By remembering that God disciplines those he loves. He disciplines those he loves, but only for a time. I love this line from our psalm response today. "Lord, great peace have they who love your law. For them there is no stumbling block." If you want to know what the law of God is, take a look at a crucifix. That's the law of God right there, summarized perfectly in the crucifix. Understanding that love, peace, joy, all of these things God lavishes upon those who embrace the law of sacrifice for the good of someone else. For them, life presents no stumbling block at all. Sirach tells us that God lavishes wisdom upon his friends. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord, especially in times of hardship, that we might grow in wisdom and become the friends of God. Amen.